Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this Sabbath, June 11, 2022. This is our part two of our lesson entitled Gethsemane, chapter 74. This is our lesson 358. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones, and you're having good weather. Our opening Fanny taught hymn to our theme is number 38, entitled More About Jesus, and our dear brother Greg will be the one to share it with us.
More about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own. More of his kingdom sure increase. More of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus. More about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any of the little tiny tots, helped by their elder sibling or their parents, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to stay your Sabbath day. We thank you for the blessing bringing us back into another Sabbath day. Father, we pray for your blessings, and we look forward to all the lessons that you can give to us at this time. Be with the little ones, be with their parents, and be with us throughout the Sabbath day, in the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is story time, dear ones, for all the precious tiny tots. So let's have our listening ears, for our dear brother Greg will be the one to narrate it.
Today, the Bible verses are for the second part of our lesson, are taken from the book of Luke, chapter 252, King James Version. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. That's a good person to be in favor with, let me tell you. And from Psalm 119, 1 to 3 and 9 and 11, it says, Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. All right, let's see here. All right. Days of Conflict, chapter 6, Luke 2:52. The Jewish teachers made many rules for the people and required them to do many things that God had not commanded. Even the children had to learn to obey these rules. But Jesus did not try to learn what the rabbis taught. He was careful not to speak disrespectfully of these teachers, but he studied the scriptures and obeyed the laws of God. Often he was reproved for not obeying what others did. Then he showed from the Bible what was right. He would say, "It is written," and then he would quote a verse from the scriptures. Jesus is always trying to make others happy. Do you do that? Do I do that? Because he was so kind and gentle, the rabbis hoped to make him do as they did, but they could not. When urged to obey their rules, he asked what the Bible taught. Whatever that said, he would do. This made the rabbis angry. Isn't that strange that they should be angry that he would quote the Bible and say, "That's what I'm going to do"? They knew that their rules were contrary to the Bible, and yet they were displeased with Jesus for refusing to obey them.
I believe there's a little problem with the connection. Just give Brother Dick a little time. He's almost to the last sentence of this particular slide.
They complained of him to his parents. Joseph and Mary thought the rabbis good men, and Jesus suffered blame, which is hard to bear. Continuing, the brothers of Jesus took sides with the rabbis. The words of these teachers, they said, should be heeded as the word of God. They approved Jesus for setting himself above the leaders of the people.
Okay, I fell out and I'm back. Should I continue where I was, or did somebody fill in?
Yeah, Brother Josh was. So we are going to continue on the second paragraph of page 38. It begins, "The rabbis taught themselves better."
Okay. Get it up here. The rabbis thought themselves better than other men, and they would not associate with the common people. The poor and ignorant, they despised. Even the sick and suffering were left without hope or comfort. Jesus showed a loving interest in all men. Every suffering one whom he met, he tried to help. He had little money to give, but he often denied himself of food in order to help others. You know, Sister White says, "Few in Jerusalem were so poor as he. That's poor. When his brothers spoke harshly to poor, wretched beings, Jesus would go to these very ones and speak words of kindness and encouragement. To those who were hungry and thirsty, he would bring a cup of cold water and often would give them the food intended for his own meal. All this displeased his brothers. They threatened and tried to terrify him, but he kept right on doing as God said. Isn't that nice? He followed his father's commands instead of the rabbis or his brothers. And that's from Story of Jesus, page 38. Now let me see if I can drop this and come back here. Okay, Rose, did you have some, continuing, here we go.
We just finished the two reading, and we are going to go into the nature. But we are just going to give the announcement of where we have left off. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our chapter six entitled Days of Conflict in a tiny lesson book entitled The Story of Jesus, and that will take place June 18, 2022. Well, dear ones, it is time for the tiny tots and their parents to learn precious lesson from God's creation through nature. And this will be our water topic, but we are on number 12. So let's have our listening ears, dear ones. And our dear brother Josh. Have a blessing, Sister Shaka. Welcome.
So that blessings everyone. Here's today's reading about water. It's about ponds and lakes. Nature, ponds and lakes. A pond is a small, quiet body of water. It's usually not very deep, and the sun warms it to the bottom. Usually plants grow on the bottom. In many places, ponds have many plants and animals that live in or near them, like frogs and others. In his home life, boy Jesus was like a quiet pool of water reflecting the truth about the Father to men. He helped those around him, even the most unlovely. The ugliest pool of water becomes beautiful if we see the beauty Jesus is around it, reflected in it. You can reflect the truths of Jesus' life and become like a beautiful pool. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 3:18. By doing this in the same things as Jesus did, with preaching and showing kindness, when we are being in the beautiful pond, he needs us and lots of people these days will need us to be. A lake is a body of water surrounded by land. It is made by rain, streams, and in other ways. Now, building dams can make a lake, or many times water collects in an old crater forming a lake. Some lakes dry up because of a change in weather. A volcano or earthquake may change the area and cause the lake to disappear. A lake is a place for animals and plants to live. It can be used for irrigation by farmers and has many other uses also. All things in heaven and earth declare that the great law of life is a law of service. Lake and ocean, river and water spring, each takes to give. Education, page 103. The simplest lake may also reflect pictures of what is around it. So the simplest mind may reflect the beauty of Jesus' character. And here's something to remember. Ponds and lakes are one. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See 2 Corinthians 3:18. As a poor lake reflects the beauty around it, so Jesus reflected the truth about his Father to men. And we may do the same. All we can do is ask God to give us the words and he'll make it all possible. and give some reminders and activities if you have the time. And here's what the meaning of the word lake is. The word lake comes from a Greek word meaning hole or pond. And as reminders, as you work together as a family, let your choice matter if you listen. Two, as you put water in your pet's dish, if you have one, that is, and see your reflection or clean the bathroom mirror or remember your lesson. Three, offer a glass of water to others, remembering how boy Jesus would give a cup of cold water to those who were in need. And reinforce the activities to do. One, observe water. Two, find pictures of lakes and ponds to put on your bulletin board if you have one. Three, visit a lake locally and have a picnic. Notice the reflection in the water, if there are any lakes near your area, that is. And remember, if you're truthful, you would be your words or should all agree with the facts exactly. And truthful, and the word truthfulness is whatever is said or done is genuine and accurate. And appears remarkable and food for all families to hear. Though he increased in knowledge and the grace of God was upon him, yet he did not become lifted up in pride or feel that he was above doing the most humble toil. He took his share of the burden together with his father, mother, and brethren. He toiled to sustain the family and shared in the work that would meet the expenses of the household. Through his wisdom had astonished the doctors, yet he meekly subjected himself to his human guardians, bore his part in the family burdens, and worked with his own hands as any toiler would work. It is stated of Jesus that as he advanced in years, he increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. The knowledge he was daily obtaining of his wonderful mission did not disqualify him for performing the most humble duties. He cheerfully took up the work that devolves upon youth who dwell in humble households, pressed by poverty. He understood the temptations of children, for he bore their sorrows and trials. Firm and steadfast was his purpose to do the right. Though enticed to evil, he refused to depart in a single instance from the strictest truth and rectitude. He maintained perfect filial obedience, but his spotless life aroused the envy and jealousy of his brethren. His childhood and youth were anything but smooth and joyous. His brethren did not believe on him and were annoyed because he did not in all things act as they did and become one of them in the practice of evil. In his home life, he was cheerful, but never boisterous. He even maintained the attitude of a learner. He took great delight in nature, and God was his teacher. Fifth Bible Commentary, page 1117. And I'll turn it back to Mom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Brother Grace, and also Brother Josh. And remember, dear ones, we will continue to learn more about Jesus. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness. More of his love who died for me. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in the room. Our hymn to our theme is entitled Near to the Heart of God. In my hymn book, it's 495. If you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, you can be able to unmute your mic to do so.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, all those who wait before thee, near to the heart of God.
There is a place of comfort sweet near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God.
There is a place of full release near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee near to the heart of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. If anyone of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or any of our guests would like to open the family studies with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. Thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. Thank you for the blessed day we have having now. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities and our past experience. Give us if we've done anything wrong inside without even knowing. I pray that you may be with us wherever we go, whatever we do. Let us be able to always keep in mind that you will always be there to help us with whatever difficulties we may face. Thus, we pray that with your help that we may be able to help many nowadays know who you are so they may make a choice to follow thee. Even if they choose not to, we're grateful that we were given the chance. We pray that we may be able to keep on being us, the good service to thee any way we can be. We even pray for anyone that we know that may have neglected thee either intendedly or not. With your help, they can be able to go back to following thee. Let us avoid all evil, avoid all the temptations that they may use to tempt us, to make us fall into sin. We pray that you may give us the right words so that we may be able to keep on doing our best to preach your word so that many may hear and understand thee, may know thee and love thee as we do. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being land you promised us. This is my prayer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 36 from the King James Version. And it reads, "And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests and those listening other devices, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled Gethsemane in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to follow with the following verses to our study, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. All the tiny thoughts and their parents, may they all be blessed. Zechariah 13:7, King James Version. Awake, O soul, against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hand upon the little ones. Luke 22:39. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. Amen.
Blessed Sabbath. Luke 22:40. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not in temptation. Luke 22:41, King James Version. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeling down and prayed, continuing, and Luke 22:42, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless not my will, but thine be done. Amen.
Mark 14:35. He went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him.
Amen. Today we will cover pages 686 through 687. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 686. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Christ was now standing in a different attitude from that in which he had ever stood before. His suffering can best be described in the words of the prophet, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 13:7. As a substitute and surety of sinful men, Christ was suffering under divine justice. He saw what justice meant. Hitherto he had been as an intercessor for others. Now he longed to have an intercessor for himself. Amen.
Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 686. As Christ felt his unity with the Father broken up, he feared that in his human nature he would be unable to endure the coming conflict with the powers of darkness. In the wilderness of temptation, the destiny of the human race had been at stake. Christ is then conqueror. Now the tempter had come for the last fearful struggle. Next slide, please. Continuing. For this he had been preparing during the 3 years of Christ's ministry. Everything was at stake with him. If he failed here, his hope of mastery was lost. The kingdoms of the world will finally become Christ's. He himself would be overthrown and cast out. But if Christ could be overcome, the earth would become Satan's kingdom.
Continuing the reading, Desire Ages, page 686. The human race will be forever in this power. And the human race will be forever in this power with the issue of coming in. Christ's soul, filled with dread of separation from God, Satan told him that if he become the surety for a sinful world, the separation would be eternal. He would be identified with Satan's kingdom and would forevermore be one with God.
Desire Ages.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, dear sister. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 17, verses 4 through 5 from the King James. Taken from the Desire of All Nations, volume 3, scripture song, memory verse. Let us continue and welcome to our dear sister coming in. We are still in the Desire of Ages, page 687. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones.
And what was to be gained by the sacrifice? How hopeless appeared the guilt and ingratitude of men. In its hardest features, Satan pressed the situation upon the Redeemer. The people who claim to be above all others in temporal and spiritual advantages have rejected you. They are seeking to destroy you. The foundation, the center, and seal of the promise made to them as a peculiar people. Next slide, please. Continuing. One of your own disciples who has listened to your instruction and has been among the foremost in church activities will betray you. One of your most zealous followers will deny you. All will forsake you. Christ's whole being abhorred the thought that those whom he had undertaken to save. Next slide, please. And I'll bubble down.
Continuing the reading, Desire Ages 687. Those whom he loved so much should unite in the plot of Satan. This fierce soul. The conflict was terrible. It is measured guilt of his nature, of
nation.
His nation, of his accuser and betrayer. The guilt of the world lies in wickedness. The sin of man weighed heavily upon Christ. At the scene of God's wrath against sin was crushing out his life.
Desire of Ages, page 687. Behold him contemplating the price to be paid for the human soul. In his agony, he clings to the cold ground as to prevent himself from being drawn farther from God. The chilling dew of night falls upon his prostrate form, but he heeds it not. From his pale lips comes the bitter cry, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Even now, he adds, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Desire of Ages, page 687, paragraph 2.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones. This is also found in the same book, the book of Psalms, but this is chapter 143, verses 9 through 11, with margin. Also taken from the Desire of All Nations, but this is volume 2 of the scripture song memory verse. Welcome back, dear ones. The Lord. Welcome to all of dear brethren that are just joining us. We are still in the Desire of Ages, page 687. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones.
The human heart longs for sympathy in suffering. This longing Christ felt to the very depths of his being. In the supreme agony of his soul, he came to his disciples with a yearning desire to hear some words of comfort from those whom he had so often blessed and comforted and shielded in sorrow and distress. Next slide, please. Continuing. The one who had always had words of sympathy for them was now suffering superhuman agony, and he longed to know that they were praying for him and for themselves. How dark seemed the malignity of sin. Terrible was the temptation to let the human race bear the consequences of its own guilt while he stood innocent before God. If he could only know that his disciples understood and appreciated this, he would be strengthened. The Desire of Ages, page 687, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this is also found in the book of Psalms. This is chapter 139, verses 23 to 24, King James Version. And it also is in margin. And this will be sung in a cappella. Search me, O God, I know my heart. Try me, I know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me, O God, I know my heart. Try me, I know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our first part of our lesson. We are going to preserve the sixth question for next Sabbath review. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part two of our new lesson entitled Gethsemane. If you have any questions or anything that you would like to share or beyond the first and the second part of our lesson, you can be able to send it for Thursday, Friday the latest, or you can keep it until we meet. If anyone of the dear remnant family, mommies and daddies, boys or girls, or even our guests would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for these lovely, beautiful lessons that you are teaching us, dear Father. We thank you for having us review and go over the scene of Gethsemane. It's indeed a heavy lesson, Father. But we thank you anyway. We pray that you impress on us the deepness that we need to be impressed upon. As we go on to the next level of the service, we pray for your blessing continuously. Bless the speaker. And that we may continue, may everything that we say and do may be to your honor and glory. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I would like to add also, Father, if there's any ill or broken in spirit among us, Father Jesus, I pray that you may bring healing in your wings. May you remember our dear sister Cilicia, that you may be able to give her the strength, dear Lord, to continue on today on the week. That you may bless her with healing, Father. And with all of us that are here, if there's anyone under the weather, I pray that you may also help each and every one. Bless all the children. And we thank you so much, dear Lord, for this blessed Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, we will continue with part two review of our chapter 74 entitled Gethsemane, part two. And that will be held June the 18th. 2022. Leaving this scripture and also a quote from the Acts of the Apostle. The scripture is taken from Luke 15:7, King James Version, and it reads, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. It is the work of the angels to come close to the trying, the suffering, and tempted. They labor untiringly in behalf of those for whom Christ died. When sinners are led to give themselves to the Savior, angels bear the tidings heavenward, and there is great rejoicing among the heavenly hosts. That was taken from the Acts of the Apostle. Pages 52 and 53. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.